Pod Quiz 1087. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1087.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with a connections music round. You're going to hear four pieces of music, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And for number 5, you need to identify the connection between the four songs.
Question 1. Question 2.
Right and well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, kept walking. Imagine a lot of y'all Hollywood drama, cast it, cut camera off, real blasted.
I had to give you my, it's only been a year. Got more foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me, and I'm gonna take my time.
Question 3. Question 4. Question 5.
I need the connection between those four pieces of music, and I think it's quite difficult this week, so I shall offer a clue. You need to be looking at the names of the artists in this case.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on the International Space Station.
Question 6.
5 countries' space agencies have collaborated in the construction and maintenance of the ISS. JAXA is one of those agencies, representing which country?
Question 7.
In which year was the first module of the ISS launched into space? 1988, 1994, or 1998?
Question 8.
Which Canadian astronaut is famous for recording a music video for the David Bowie song Space Oddity on the ISS?
Question 9.
Which country built the Space Station Remote Manipulator System, the robot arm used to construct much of the ISS?
Question 10.
What is the name of the 360-degree observation window that allows the inhabitants of the ISS to look down on Earth?
Round 3.
Round 3 is the natural world. You're about to hear 5 short clips of animal sounds, and for each of those sounds, I would like you to tell me whether the animal in question has fur or feathers.
Question 11. Question 12. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. Round 4.
The final round this week is anagrams. For each of the following 5 questions, I'm going to give you 2 clues to words that are anagrams of each other. I'll also give the length of those words. So I'll give you my standard example. If I were to say social insect and light brown, 3 letters, the answer would be ant and tan.
Question 16.
Jump and light coloured, 4 letters.
Question 17.
A quick look and retain, 4 letters.
Question 18.
Move stealthily and reptile, 5 letters.
Question 19.
The people who live in a place and exhaustion, 9 letters.
Question 20.
One who teaches and physical features of land, 7 letters. I should be back in 3 minutes with the answers after
Sneaky Club
with a song called Space.
Sneaky Club. Sneaky, sneaky.
Now, the answers.
Number one was Dancing Queen by ABBA. Number two was Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve. Number three was Take On Me by A-ha. Number four was Please Help by Dopapod. And for number five, The Connection, I said it was related to the names of the artists, and ABBA, Eve, A-ha, and Dopapod are all palindromic.
Round two.
Round two was on the International Space Station, and the answer to question six, JAXA is the space agency representing Japan. Number seven, the first module of the ISS was launched in 1998. Number eight, the astronaut who sung Space Oddity on the ISS was Chris Hadfield. Number nine, Canada built the Space Station Remote Manipulator System. And number 10, the observation window in the ISS is the cupola.
Round three.
Round three was the natural world. And the answer to number 11, this was a baboon with fur. Number 12 was a kiwi with feathers. Number 13 was a raccoon with fur. Number 14 was a shoebill stork with feathers. And number 15, this was a song thrush, also with feathers.
Round four.
The final round was anagrams, and the answer to number 16, jump and light coloured, is leap and pale. Number 17, a quick look and retain, is peek and keep. Number 18, move stealthily and reptile, is sneak and snake. Number 19, the people who live in a place and exhaustion, is residence and tiredness. And number 20, one who teaches and physical features of land, is trainer and terrain. That's it for Pod Quiz 1087. Thank you very much for listening. We have a couple of messages this week. Happy birthday to my husband Brian, forever my teammate and favourite person to quiz with, from Jess. And to Claire, my very favourite quiz partner, I'll always let you pick the category unless another option is animals. And that's from Matthew. I'll be back next week with another 20 questions. Bye now.